Welcome everyone to The Score Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Boone, the lead fantasy analyst at The Score. Great to have you with us today, and we're back at it. We missed the last couple Tuesdays. Appreciate the people who showed concern for me, but don't worry, it was all positive stuff. I was getting ready for my friend's wedding a couple weeks ago, and then last week I was actually celebrating my 10-year anniversary at The Score. And, you know, during the season, I don't have a ton of extra time in my schedule to do that stuff, so when something comes up, I kind of have to rearrange things a little bit, and the Tuesday podcast, that was the victim. So we're back at it this week, don't worry, and we're going to continue the Tuesday shows as long as my schedule permits it the rest of the season. Now, I want to get you ready for the fantasy playoffs. We're getting to that time where we have to start shifting our focus here, and we normally do an episode each year where I'm looking at the best schedules down the stretch and the players that you might want to target for the fantasy postseason. And I know somebody asked that question on last week's mailbag show. I mentioned a few names there, but I also said that I will do that full episode at some point. Well, today I'm going to go position by position. I'm going to highlight some players who have matchup upgrades during the fantasy playoffs, and we can start right away here. We can jump right into quarterbacks, and we're trying to find the sweet spot because yes, Jalen Hurts, I mean, he has a nice fantasy schedule, but good luck getting him in a trade right now. So there's a couple that we can get that kind of stand out from the middle of the pack, and one is Jared Goff, and he's got a great few weeks, starting in week 14, really, with the Bears. Then in week 15, he gets the Broncos. Those are both top 10 matchups for fantasy quarterbacks. He also gets the Vikings in week 16, and Minnesota's a middle-of-the-pack defense. And the only problem for Goff is that he gets the Cowboys. They're waiting for him in the fantasy championship. So you can use him to get there. Then you might want to stream somebody else for that week 17 game, which is fine because you should be putting more emphasis on the opening week or two of the fantasy playoffs. You got to get those wins to get through. That's the most important part. There's also the Seahawks passing attack. They got a pretty friendly playoff slate. They get the Eagles at home in week 15. Philly's a pass funnel. They're giving up the second most fantasy points to quarterbacks this year. Then the Seahawks travel to face the Titans. That's another pass funnel defense. And then they get the Steelers in the fantasy championship, and that game will be in Seattle. So I know Geno Smith hasn't been great this year for fantasy. He's only really had a couple big games, but one of them just came against the Commanders. The Commanders are the easiest matchup for fantasy quarterbacks. That bodes pretty well for him producing against the Eagles in week 15 because Philly is the second easiest matchup this season. And the Seahawks have great weapons. We know that. Hopefully the offensive line can come together as we proceed here like they did last year. And that could make Geno a sneaky streamer during the fantasy playoffs. Now, if you're just looking for that 1 week streamer to help you advance past week 15, my top quarterback add in the waiver wire column this week was Matthew Stafford. He could be your guy for this because as long as he could stay healthy, he gets the perfect matchup. He's going against the Commanders in week 15, and Washington's that dream combination of a bad defense and an offense that's throwing a lot. They're pushing the pace, so could be a lot of points scored in that game, which is also in a dome in LA, so no weather concerns either. You like to see that when it comes to passing attacks in December. Let's shift to running backs now, and the Eagles are looking really good here too. DeAndre Swift, he's getting ready to capitalize on his schedule. He gets the Seahawks, the Giants, and the Cardinals from weeks 15 to 17. They're all inside the top 10 for fantasy points allowed to running back. So Swift's going to be doing his part to get you to a fantasy title. And if we see him get banged up before then, Kenneth Gainwell would be the next man up in Philly. It's kind of hard not to mention Derrick Henry and the Titans backfield for this. Seems like they're in this conversation every year. I know they're coming off that down game against the Bucs defense, and the Jags run D, they're on the tougher side too. That's who they have this week. But after that, the path is cleared for Henry to get frisky again. I mean, the Panthers in week 12, that's the second easiest matchup overall for fantasy running backs. The Colts in week 13, they're the fourth easiest. They get the Dolphins in week 14. That's a little bit harder. But then the Texans, the Seahawks, and the Texans again in the fantasy playoffs. Houston's the 13th easiest matchup for running backs. Seattle's the fifth easiest. So just an outstanding final couple months here for Henry and for Tajay Spears. He could be a winner here too, and he could be a flex option if Henry's healthy, or a potential RB1 if Henry gets hurt down the stretch. But for all the craziness that we've seen this season, I mean, wouldn't it be funny for Henry to just be dominant in December like he always does, and we'll settle into the comfort of knowing that Derrick Henry can still lead our fantasy teams to championships? We could be heading towards that again if he could avoid injury between now and the end of the fantasy season. We also have a few that I mentioned on last week's mailbag show. So Austin Eckler, he might be on the untouchable trade list. I mean, people aren't really going to want to give him away, but from week 14 on, he gets the Broncos, the Raiders, the Bills, and the Broncos again. Denver's given up the most fantasy points to running backs. The Raiders are 8th. The Bills are 11th. So Eckler, we probably haven't seen the best from him. I know he dealt with injuries earlier in the season. He could have a very strong finish to 2023. The Falcons backfield, that's another one. So Bijan Robinson, he got a boost in his usage last week. Arthur Smith maybe realizing the error of his ways. But come fantasy playoff time, Bijan has week 15 against the Panthers, week 16 versus the Colts, and week 17 against the Bears. Those are all top 12 fantasy matchups for running backs. The Panthers and the Colts, they're inside the top 5. So Bijan Robinson, I mean, you probably missed your buy low window to get him last week, but he is going to make his mark in December. And Tyler Algier, he remains a good stash just in case Bijan misses time. But also, we've seen in game scripts where the Falcons are really doing well, maybe Algier could be a flex play during those fantasy playoff weeks. Jerome Ford on the Browns, he gets 3 of the top 14 easiest opponents for fantasy backs during the playoff weeks. Gets the Bears, the Texans, and the Jets. He even has a couple good matchups the next 2 weeks here. He gets the Steelers and the Broncos. And he looks healthy after that ankle injury. And if you could put up 109 scrimmage yards on the Ravens like you did last week, you're going to crush some of these matchups. So Ford, one of my favorite targets right now, and that's probably enough for running backs. So let's move on to receivers. And I mentioned the Seahawks passing game with Geno earlier. Well, it makes sense that the wideouts also have a pretty smooth path ahead of them. So DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, they get 4 straight top 10 matchups from week 14 on. Some real pass funnel defenses in there too. The 49ers, the Eagles, the Titans, and the Steelers. So all 3 of those Seattle wideouts could overachieve during that span. The Ravens receivers, they're getting an upgrade here. They get the Jags, the 49ers, and the Dolphins from weeks 15 to 17. Jacksonville and San Francisco, another couple of pass funnel defenses. They're giving up the 13th most and the 9th most fantasy points to receivers. And then that shootout with the Dolphins in the fantasy championship, that could be the game that everybody wants a piece of. So Zay Flowers, he's going to eat over those weeks. And to a lesser extent, maybe Odell Beckham can too if he can stay healthy. I have to mention this next one too because the schedule is so good, but I understand if you don't want to invest in them, and that's the Broncos wide receiver room. And they're getting the Chargers, the Lions, the Patriots, and the Chargers again from week 14 on. Those are all top 11 in fantasy points permitted to receivers. So Cortland Sutton, he's leading the way there. Just had a great game against my Bills. We're not going to talk about that game or the offensive coordinator change today, but don't worry. I'm bringing a Bills fan on, another analyst, to talk about the Bills and a bunch of other topics on Wednesday's show. But Cortland Sutton leading the way in that receiving core. Jerry Jeudy, maybe he can get going. I've kind of lost faith at this point that we're going to see anything from Marvin Mims in 2023, but I do have hope for another rookie though, Michael Wilson on the Cardinals, and Arizona could be in some very high scoring games in the fantasy playoffs. They have the 49ers in week 15, the Bears with Justin Fields likely leading them in week 16, and then the Eagles in week 17, and Kyler Murray being back, that gives the Cards a lot more upside, and the 49ers and Eagles specifically, they're inside the top 10 for fantasy points allowed to wideouts. So Wilson, I've talked about him a bunch the last couple waiver wire shows. He's a guy that I like. Marquise Hollywood Brown, obviously the big play threat there. And even Rondell Moore, he could be a safety blanket for Murray. He can get there on volume for fantasy. So I'm going to be moving all those guys up the rankings in those games. On to tight end. So I brought up TJ Hawkinson on last week's mailbag show as a guy with a good playoff schedule and a guy with a good rest of the season schedule, to be honest. But in the fantasy playoffs, he gets the Bengals in week 15. They're giving up the 2nd most fantasy points to tight ends. The Lions in week 16, they give up the 7th most. So Hawkinson, he should continue to rack up fantasy production. It's not like he needs these great matchups. It's not even like he's concerned that Justin Jefferson is going to come back at some point. Hawkinson is going to be one of the best fantasy tight ends out there regardless. David Njoku, he gets 3 top 14 matchups with the Bears, the Texans, and the Jets in the fantasy playoffs. So small upgrade for him over that span. And he's shown some more consistency recently too. I mean, you look at what he's done over the last month. He's got double digit fantasy points in 4 straight games. So Njoku could be that tight end savior if you're struggling at the position. And then the Giants tight ends, I mean, they have a very easy slate in the fantasy playoffs, but we don't know if Darren Waller's going to return. We don't know who his quarterback's going to be. If you told me that Tyrod Taylor and Waller were out there, then sure, we would take advantage of this easy schedule, but otherwise, I'm not touching that Giants passing attack. If you are looking for a long shot, though, You could look to Chigakonkwo on the Titans because he gets pretty soft matchups from week 14 on, and we haven't really seen anybody else in that Titans pass-catching core step up behind DeAndre Hopkins. Sadly, though, that does include Okonkwo. He hasn't topped 35 yards this season. He's only 26% rostered, though, so it's not like you have to pick him up right now. You could wait. You could see what he does over the next few weeks, and then if we see some signs of life, you could scoop him up for that postseason run. Now, I was going to end the show there, but let's hit on some defenses for the fantasy playoffs. And this was another one that I got asked a few weeks ago on the mailbag show. We'll revisit it here, though, because there's a few more that I want to add. And the first one, it's a defense that I highlighted on the waiver wire show yesterday, and that's the Dolphins. And this one isn't for the entire fantasy playoffs, but you can ride that Miami defense from now all the way up until week 15, because they get the Raiders, the Jets, the Commanders, the Titans, and then the Jets again. Miami's defense is getting healthier. I like them a lot the rest of the way, but then in week 16 and 17, they have the Cowboys and the Ravens, so you're going to have to drop them for streamers at that point. If you just want a defense that you can start for the whole fantasy playoffs based on matchups, it's probably the Falcons. I mean, they get Bryce Young and the Panthers, they get Gardner Minshew and the Colts, and then Justin Fields and the Bears. There's going to be lots of opportunities for sacks and turnovers against those quarterbacks. The Chiefs, they get the Patriots and the Raiders the first 2 weeks of the fantasy playoffs. They're both top 10 in fantasy points allowed to defenses. And Kansas City's defense, I mean, they're legit this year. They're really good. They don't need the upgrade with the matchups, but they're getting it those first 2 weeks of the fantasy playoffs. Some specific streamers that you could look at just for week 15 in that first week of the fantasy playoffs. The Saints get the Giants, so got to keep that one in mind because that's as good of a matchup as there is out there for the first week. Some others you could look to, the Chargers get Aiden O'Connell and the Raiders. The Lions get the Broncos. The Browns, they get the Bears, and we know Justin Fields runs around a lot. He can put up a lot of points, but he also takes a lot of sacks, so the Browns are probably going to have a very good week in that opening of the fantasy playoffs, and I think that covers us for the best week 15 matchups to target, so I'm going to call it there. I will caution, I will say that matchups aren't everything. I mean, we're trying to find edges where we can, and ideally, you want to have at least a few positive matchups sprinkled in your lineup during those playoff weeks. You don't want to have all red next to your players' names. You want to have some green in there for sure. It'll make you feel better, and it just gives you a better chance to win those games. But that is all for today's show. Make sure you check out my Week 11 rankings and my Week 11 waiver wire column over on The Score. You can come find me on Twitter, X, at Justin Boone. I'm going to be back with a guest tomorrow. Like I said, I'll give you my three bold predictions for week 11 during that show, and we will talk about the Bills and the changes that they've made this week. I'm trying to put it off, but we're going to have to talk about it at some point. Until then, though, big thanks for subscribing and downloading. Big thanks for listening every day, and we will see you next time.
Said leave on time, my baby. Said leave on time. Leave on time with me.